Live from the In the Room studios,
live from the
In
the
Room studios,
and cloud.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. This is not Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business is still to keep out. This isn't the right one. I got thrown off. Okay, I might sound a little off right now. Okay, so let me start over. Hola, 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 hola. You are listening to Martinez Girls Radio here on VOC Nation. I am your hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. Now, here's the thing. We might sound weird because we're using my computer speaker, and that's very questionable because my computer is very questionable.
It is quite questionable, Shelly. I might sound like an echo right now.
Echo.
October, Halloween, so just go with that.
Okay, so hopefully people can hear us. So this is what's going on. Okay. So apparently, last week we had a new Martinez girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then I set it up because we pre-recorded it. I set it up on the switchboard on VOC Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I did it wrong. So I'm not sure, but last week live listeners may have heard silence.
Oh.
Then I got a message from VOC Nation saying, hey, just Dropbox us the episode so we can put it on the archive. Then I kept forgetting. Then I hit them up to ask them if, it still didn't work well. And I didn't hear back, so then I thought, okay, so what I can do is you and I would go live like we are now, and then we would play last week's episode. So I've been trying to download the episode to the switchboard here, and for some reason it only records, or it only plays 7 minutes and 42 seconds.
Well, better be a magical 7 minutes and 42 seconds.
So this is what we're going to do today, and I hope all of you out there listening.
Come on, Sparky, what's the deal?
Come on,
what are you going to do?
Okay, here, okay, Sparky, here's the deal. If you're going to court the little lady, you got to be a straight shooter. Do you got it? So I'm going to do that. I'm going to play a commercial, and then I'm going to play 7 minutes and 42 seconds of last week's show. Then we'll do a little closeout, and then we'll record the new one, and then I'll send that to VOC Nation. So later tonight, hopefully, as late as tomorrow, people can get not one but two new episodes of Martinez.
Wow,
Girls.
That's a good deal. You know,
going with the flow.
Martinez,
you know?
Girls are all about the 2-for-1 special.
This
so
is a
fact. You know, that's very fitting.
I like how you looked at my phone when my phone lit up right now.
I know.
That's very
mean
interesting.
I thought it was my phone. I'm just used to that.
Very interesting, Danielle. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and give us a commercial break, and when we come back, you'll hear the best 7 minutes and 42 seconds of last week's Martinez Girls Radio. We'll be right back.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. It is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Netcarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your Netcarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call Netcarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it folded down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the NCloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier Enclave, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Listening to Martinez Girls Radio here on VOC Nation. I am your hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. Danielle, I'm so over today.
And it's only still the morning. It hasn't even been noon yet.
Here's the thing. Long story short, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being very raw and real right now. I have a shoot today, and I'm not certain what the energy of the person that I'm going to be working with is, but it's bothering me. I don't know what that means, but, you know, I'm not looking forward to it. But here we are. It's already, what, the 12th or something?
It's the 11th.
The 11th, and we don't have a rent. I have to do this. But I was telling you earlier, it's like an acting gig, and there's no shadiness. It's, you know, a film, a teaser. But I have the same feeling I used to have when I did customs. And it's like, I don't know what that means.
Well, Shelly, the outsider looking in, because I have been on set when you guys are shooting, and this guy has a little crush on you, and he's not very professional, and... You know, maybe when you're doing customs, it wasn't about the art of wrestling. It was more about these people's fetishes and the key points that you want to hit. So maybe that's why you feel that way, because just as with acting, like, I'm not trying to put anything down, but just there's different vibes with different things. And even though there's no nudity or anything like that, this guy is coming from a weird place, and he's not... just, okay, this is the art of it, and it's just for his ego. It's weird, and I don't trust this guy.
But here's the thing, Danielle. Like, I full-heartedly want to believe that it is for the art. I full-heartedly want to believe that it's not weird. But my gut, I can't, like, I'm sorry if this person ends up hearing this. I'm not trying to be whatever. I'm just, what is it? And if you are listening, like... What is it? Like, what's the thing? Because it's throwing me off as an actress.
Yeah, well, there was a scene that you guys had done, and for once, I don't know why this filmmaker is also the main actor as well, maybe for financial reasons or what, but it definitely puts a different focus on it, and it got weird when he was getting close to you, and we're wondering, like, is he turned on or something? Like, it got way weird, and... Oh, that's just so uncomfortable. And as a filmmaker in this town, you can't be going around creeping out your actresses. No one's going to want to work for you. But here's the thing. It wasn't like I felt creeped out. I just feel something's wrong. I don't know what. Like, I wasn't, like, creeped out. It just made me mad. Yeah, and... I guess we'll get our answers later today because we're going to be looking at it straight in the face and examining why do we feel this way. Yep. So, Danielle, we've been trying to do this stupid podcast forever. And I'm not saying stupid in the sense of like, oh, no, we did do it, actually. Okay, wait, back the truck up. We were supposed to do Save Wrestling, and we didn't. So I propose that today's Saturday, Shabbat Shalom, and even though we're broadcasting a little early because I will be doing this shoot later on, maybe tomorrow we can record some Save Wrestling because we have so much to talk about in wrestling. And I've been debating doing it by myself just to have that update up there, but it's like I really feel that you can benefit from hearing what I have to say, just like I can benefit from you hearing about CWF. Yeah, absolutely. And gosh, what am I doing? I'm just sitting over here anyways. Might as well. But gosh, we go through these phases, and you loyal listeners out there, if you remember the Fun Time Radio days, we're crazy girls, and we got a lot going on, and we're just trying to pay our bills over here, okay? So... we can be a little more, you know, consistent, I guess. But we are. We definitely got back to that point. But sometimes it's just like, it's a little overwhelming. Maybe that's why I'm mad at myself. Because I don't have a routine yet. And it throws me off. And it makes me mad. And I get mad at myself almost every day when I don't go through with the routine. And I feel overwhelmed and like I'm going to lose my mind. I don't feel very well today, Danielle. I don't. Mm-hmm. Even walking in, I was like, see, okay, it's 9-something. I should have, this is what I want to do. I want to wake up, put the coffee on, go to the bathroom. Come back, fill my coffee cup up, take the merchants outside, take them for a bathroom break. Come back, feed them, work out, come back, start my day, whether it's editing or if I have to get ready for a shoot or an audition, whatever. And some days, I would say 70% of the time I do that. But what about the other, you know, 30%? It's like, it makes me mad. And I don't know, like so mad right now that I don't even know what to say. Well, we are creatures of habit, and I totally agree. Because for me, in the same way, I really don't have a routine that I stick to. Maybe like something, a kind of like a skeleton of what I typically would do on this or that day. But I feel my most balanced when I'm going to work because I'm forced to have to get into some kind of routine. Going to work, you get up, I do this, I do that. And I just feel better in those days. And days that I'm just waking up and just jump right into it, it does feel a little overwhelming, and those typically are days that maybe I struggle with my anxiety more. So just all you got to do 2 weeks, you know, a flexible one so you can, you know, implement it when you're on the road or figure it out. But yeah, we would definitely need to have some good routines, healthy habits. I used to, in my daily planner, I would put healthy habits. You know, I haven't done that for a while. I haven't even been writing in my daily planner. So it's just been crazy, and I guess we're still in transition, but it's time to pick up the slack and stick to it. But that's the thing. How many times are we going to say, oh, we just need to get back in the routine. We just moved. No, we've been here long enough. Mm-hmm. I'm mad. It's like... I don't know. I'm so mad. I'm discouraged. Oh, well, it's okay. It's just overwhelming. And a lot of it is finances. You know, we did improve our living situation, and there is a cost that comes with that. We live near an expensive grocery store. It's no Ralph's, so we're paying a little extra at times. And it's a stressful time right now. It really is. And I am trying to fight my own feelings of discouragement because, you know, work cut my hours and I see people at work that I feel I could be doing a better job than them, but yet they get more opportunity than I do. And I'm thinking, what do I got to do here? Like, why, what do I have to prove to these people? And then I'm trying to look for another job and then maybe I need to try harder. It's a lot. It's just life, though, you know. It's life, and we can do it, and we just got to keep moving forward as much as possible. It makes me want to just get drunk. Well, you know, it's just a lot, and I don't know what to tell you. But I think we can do this, and I think our listeners have our back, and we got your back, too, whatever you're going through, and hopefully this helps you out if you do find yourself in the same predicament where you're like, why am I stressed out? Why am I this and that? And life is stressful, yes, but if you have those habits already implemented, you just handle things a little differently. And I see that because, duh, I'm not even there yet. So I'm saying it out loud. We're both saying it out loud. Maybe that's what we got to do. Well, that was the whole purpose of my daily videos a couple years ago, is to openly say, I have to wake up at this certain time. And, you know, I don't know, something that our friend brought up last night when we were hanging out, they had mentioned, because I said the routine, my nightly routine of what I go through every single night. And what I go through every night is, as you know, I sleep in the living room. And the reason why I sleep in the living room is because the Mertzes, especially Ethel, has to pee a lot during the night because of her diabetes. So I was telling our friend last night, you know, so I have to be by the door so I can let her go. And she gets up about five times. And it was like, wait a minute. So you get up five times during the night to let Ethel go pee? I said, well, yeah. And to me, it's so normal, right? And he goes, so you never really sleep? And I was like, oh, my gosh. Because when we first moved here, you know, a couple days later, I went through my breakup, so I was already having insomnia. So to me, I was already kind of awake whenever Ethel needed to go to the bathroom because I was not sleeping. So now that I have found peace in my sleep, now I know why, instead of waking up at 6, I keep waking up at 7:30, 8 o'clock, because I'm tired. Because all night, it's like having a baby, I'm waking up anywhere between 4 to 5 times to get Ethel. So for me, I know, like this morning, or last night, rather, when it was going on, I was thinking about it because when I would get up, what would make me get up is hearing her drink water. Mm-hmm. So if I'm so aware, even in my sleep, that when I hear water drinking happen, I wake up, obviously I'm not getting that REM sleep. I'm not getting to that deep sleep because my mind's saying, don't go all the way to sleep because you have to hear Ethel drink water so that she can go outside and pee. And for any of those out there want to help us out, on my wish list, there is this grass. And if we can get this fake puppy grass at nighttime, we can actually put it in front of the porch door and Ethel can go there. So until we get that, that's my thing. And I guess, like, you know, that's why I'm always tired and, like, I don't know, man. I, like, want to cry. But here's the thing. Like, I don't mind talking about it because I know there's a lot of people, like, I remember my ex-boyfriend. He would tell me sometimes, oh, see, you're not really positive. And I know that you know someone that once said, you're not really that positive. See, it's fake. Because they would see these moments in our life. Mm-hmm. And then I would tell him, I'd be like, you don't understand. Like, you have to go through these moments and see the positive outcome and embrace that. And even though you feel these things, because we're human, that's what positive living is. Positive mindset, to me, is that doesn't mean bad things aren't going to happen. That doesn't mean you're not going to get stressed out. That doesn't mean you're not going to get discouraged. It's making it through without seeming like, oh, why me? Why me? That's not positive. Yeah. But going, here we go again. What do I need to do? This is how I feel, but I know it's going to work out. That's positive. And it really irks me because, like, I feel people like that, they always are one to, like, find what's wrong with you or with me. Like, oh, we're so perfect, but see, you're fake. You're not really positive. Oh, you say one love, but you're over there writing about blah, blah, blah. Well, you shouldn't have cheated on me. How about that? Like, you know what I mean? It has nothing to do with attacking my spirituality or attacking my positive way of living. Like, I'm so over, like, those types of people that have been in our life, our whole life, that as soon as they have a little something that they can go on, they want to attack our spirituality or the way we live our life. And that's why I'm being open about it on this podcast, because people need to know that maybe only see that side of us because of social media. Of, oh, you stay so positive. Like, when people, I get a lot asked, how do you stay so positive? How? It's like, it's not a secret of how. It's, you just kind of force yourself to say, okay, here's the facts. It always works out. It's probably fine. Hood slam shot out. And it's true. And that's why I love that saying when AJ Kirsch first brought it up to me, it's probably fine. Because when you're in that mode and you want to stay positive, but you're still kind of feeling, because we're human, hello.
Yeah.
When you go, it's probably fine. It's probably. And then what ends up happening? # it is fine. But planting that seed of it's probably fine, even with that doubt, it's probably fine, then what ends up happening is it does end up working out, and it is fine. So I didn't even plan on talking about that. I guess because of what we're going through, I wanted to share that because it irks me, because I almost feel like that person tries to use that against me, like, I'm going to reveal who you are to the world if you da-da-da-da-da, if you don't take this tweet down, da-da-da. And it's like, go ahead. Like, I don't know, man. I'm mad. You know what, Shelley? It's okay to be mad. It's okay to feel all those things because we are multidimensional emotionally, you guys. And it's crazy because Shelley and I are pretty perky girls, okay? For the most part, we're pretty perky. We just have this spirit about us. And people mistake that to being you're happy all the time. And no one's happy all the time, even if you have everything handed to you on a silver platter. That's just not realistic, and that's not even living life to its fullest, to be honest with you, because life is a bunch of emotions, and it's easy to look at emotions that feel uncomfortable as negative, but it's all part of the process. And that's who makes how you make yourself up. And some people, they maybe are so stuck in one part of that process, on one emotion. And we ourselves do, you know. And it's all about moving between those emotions and getting somewhere and past those emotions so you can find peace. And I don't know. It's just, it's crazy because that's just how it is and that's just life. And I try to remind myself of that when I'm feeling all worrisome and anxiety ridden. And something that I have discovered is I worry a lot and I need to stop that. And the it's probably fine theory, I need to adapt that because a lot of worry is stuff outside of your control. And it's just, it can lead to cancer. It could lead to lots of issues and just constantly being worried. You know, I'm walking down the street and I'm looking at the cars and I'm hoping they don't hit each other. And I'm just stressed that a car is going to hit me. And then I'm worried about this. I'm worried about that. And it's probably fine. Just be aware. And if something happens, you just have to deal with it and handle it. And that's just life. Because, gosh, I know people personally who they're worse than me and they're always worried. And I'm just like, you make yourself worried until you're sick. That's literal. Like, I really believe that cancer, like, a lot of things can cause cancer, and cancer is terrible. And I think stress can really deplete you in a physical way that it makes you susceptible to things that are as serious as that. Oh my goodness. But yeah, so I'm gonna try to not worry. I'm just gonna keep moving forward and doing what I can and staying positive, going through those emotions. Well, something that comes to mind to me is our good old friend Andrew WK. He had posted many times a party tip. And that party tip is, quote, staying positive doesn't mean you don't feel sad or scared sometimes. It means that you keep going on anyways, end quote. And I'm going to Instagram that right now because, like, here he is, Mr. Party Guy, talking about positivity, partying and positivity. And it's exactly what we're talking about. And I feel that there's certain people who maybe they don't know how we can stay positive sometimes because they just have a different upbringing, different way of living, different way of thinking. And they like to attack when we're in our downtime. And it's like, it's interesting because my real friends, the circle of trust friends, even fans or people I never met, when they know I'm having a hard day and maybe even I am venting a little bit, they support me. Yet these haters that we've had in our lives, instead of supporting and saying, dang, I'm sorry you feel that way, or, oh, you know, it's okay, stay positive, blah, blah, blah. It's, see, you're not really positive, you're fake.
I knew it, see. Yeah, you know, I've experienced that a lot, and I've had someone tell me, no one's that nice, Danielle. Like, I was being too nice. It's like, wow, we live in a world where I'm too nice? That's crazy. That's a fault. I need to stop being so nice and happy. Like, how is, like, gosh, you had to be in the most grumpiest place in your life to be pointing things out like that to people. It's like, wow, do you just want everyone to be miserable? Like you?
Yes. I don't know, man. I don't know. I think we should just take a break.
Yeah, take a breather.
We'll be right back.
live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier Enclave. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Netcarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your Netcarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call Netcarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the end cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Kennyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
My heart's in overdrive.
Welcome back. You're listening to Martinez Girls Radio here on VOC Nation. Now, here's the thing. So, originally I wanted to place a different song here, and it didn't work out. And then I was getting, because I was already agitated.
Like you said, I'm mad. He said
I'm mad. So then, when it was kept messing up, darkness, thing called, I believe in a thing called love, popped up, and I looked at you and I said, I know no matter what, this song will make me feel better, and it did.
Well, and just watching the music video, I just love these guys, especially the lead singer. He's so theatrical and funny, and like they just had fun with it, and it's just refreshing.
I wonder what has become of the darkness. Do they still perform? Do they? I'd go see them. Here's the thing. I love the whole shtick that Steel Panther has. I love it. I love the theatrics. It's just like that when they perform. Like, it's awesome. But their lyrics are not for me. And it's funny at first, but then it kind of bothers me. So the fact that the darkness has that same vibe, because Steel Panther, they're good musicians. Why can't I talk? They're good musicians there, Steel Panther. Shoot, the long hair. But they're great. They kick ass. That's why I think it's awesome, because they can, like, suck, but still get by with, like, gimmicking up 80s rocker glam and what they do theatrically. But they're good. That's why I wish that their lyrics were, I mean, still be funny. I don't care. But it's like they're kind of too rate for me. So in saying that, I would love to see the darkness live.
Me too. They just seem like they'd be quite the hoot. And I love it. And I'm glad that that worked out, that song, because I believe in a thing called love, even though I don't want anything to do with it right now. You know, I'm going through a breakup. We both are. We have many friends that are also in that journey with
weird?
Us. Yeah, it's weird. It's like breakup season. I know that in college they call it the turkey drop or something like that. Like, that's when you break up with the people that you, like, have back at home before the holidays. So maybe we had ours a little early. But I still believe. I am a hopeless romantic at heart, but, you know, sometimes this is just like I was saying earlier with emotions, and you got to go through some to get to the next and blah, 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 blah. So in saying that,
you got to deal with the breakup, okay? You can't fall to pieces, okay? I give you a day or two where you can be as sad as you want, but you got to pick yourself up and do it, and you don't have to be dating or talking to anyone. You can just, you know, pick yourself together and love you. Love yourself, man. And one great way, if somebody were to ask me, okay, I'm going through a breakup, let's say a female was telling me that, what is your advice to someone who I'm going through a breakup and I just, you know, I am struggling? And I'd say this, I'd say, lady, if your face can be framed beautifully, if it works with your face, get bangs, whether they're side bangs, front bangs, do something different with your hair. Because you got to be careful, because you don't want to just chop it all off because you're angry, because you might regret that later, because I've done that. And yeah, but it's crazy because looking back on breakups I've gone through, I always change my hair afterwards when I'm going through that breakup. And it is like a symbolic thing, and it makes me feel better about myself. It makes me feel different. And it's a change that happens when you break up with someone. So it's like you have to balance out the change in your life. And then I was just thinking, you know, gosh, like what other little things? Like maybe we should have a moment here where we step aside and say, what are good things to do with going through a breakup? What are little musts that you should do? Sorry, I was Instagramming right now because I'm trying to be very socially, like, just, like, I don't know. Here's the thing. We'll pause on that real quick. Breakups, hair. I was listening. Side bangs. I think it's fun when I listen to talk radio or whatever on the radio, not like a podcast because, you know, it's live. And maybe when they go on a commercial break, like they'll tweet something about it, it feels kind of like interactive as me as a listener and a fan of, you know, Kevin and Bean in the Morning or Ryan Seacrest. So I'm trying to do that. So you caught me when I was right in the middle of doing that.
I caught you red-handed. It's okay because
you caught me red-handed.
So it's okay. I got some suggestions for our broken hearts out there. I think one of the things that's a must is even if your friends are busy and they got things going on, or maybe you haven't seen your friend for a while, invite a friend over. That means a lot to you. Maybe someone who you haven't seen for a while, invite them over and get a bottle of champagne, because you'll feel bubbly. And what you're going to do with that champagne, you're going to celebrate your new singleness. You don't have to go out sleeping around with everybody in the world to celebrate your singleness. You can just have some friends come over. You don't even have to deal with the world. Maybe make you guys some food, get some pizza, because you're going to need it after the champagne. But celebrate being single.
You know, it's so true, because for me, you know, it's been weird because I went through a really tough time at first, as you and everyone knew. Then I was doing really well. But then, okay, and I'm going to throw this out there just in case. I believe I was cheated on. The reason why is because the girl in question became a problem in my relationship, was the reason why I broke up with him, and now they seem to be together. Why am I bringing it up? Because they're being open about it. They're flirting with each other the way he used to flirt with me on Instagram. So I'm sorry. I'm going to throw it out there. And it's not rocket science. How can you tell me you didn't mess around with somebody when now you're showing what you guys are up to? And it's interesting because it brought a different dimension to what I was going through, because I was doing so well. And then in the last couple weeks when I've been seeing this stuff, that's why, honestly, I took myself off of Twitter for a couple days and I was just doing the tweet secret, because I didn't want to accidentally stumble upon anything. I didn't want to go looking for something. Like, it really messed with my head, because maybe even a part of me wanted to believe that he didn't do this to me. But now seeing that he's talking to her like how he used to with me, with the blue hearts and everything, that to me is like, dang, dude. Like, even through everything, I still wanted to 1% believe that maybe not. Nope. And what has really helped me in my support group is exactly what you're saying. Organically, we've had friends coming Like, even last night, you know, the night before we were hanging out with our friend, you accidentally left your phone in his car. So he had to come back last night to bring you your phone back. But it's like I still needed that. And all of us needed to talk about everything that we're talking about. And so even if people out there aren't drinkers, like, just talking, even if you only have that one person that you, like, I know some people say, well, you know, I really don't have anybody that I can open up to. I don't know, blog something, write it down and no one even has to see it. Because I know for me, it's interesting because, and I have proof on my phone, when I was in Rhode Island, I kept having these dreams about me and my ex breaking up, and it was always about another girl and this whole thing. And I remember when I would bring it up to him, and I'm not saying that I'm magical or blah, blah, blah. No, I think that his energy was probably, I was receiving it, not understanding, because I didn't know what was going on. So it's all energy. It's very simple. So that energy messed with my slumber, and I had these dreams. And he would say, they're just dreams. So then I started documenting them, because when I knew they were going to make sense, when life revealed to me what I didn't know, I could say, hey, look at the date on this. And when I started doing that, I can't tell you how many times, as you know, I go back and I look at it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this all makes sense. Like, oh, my gosh, it's like this dream. And again, it's not because I'm magical. It's not because I'm psychic. It's called, there's energy out there. People, even, you were even saying the other day when we were talking about people who dabble in witchcraft, you even said, you know, you don't even have to do witchcraft or even think that you're doing it. Just throwing that negative energy is the same as when somebody does witchcraft.
Yeah. So basically, to sum up, your advice to people is take a break from social media.
Yes.
Because Shelly and I have been watching Selfie. It's a new show, and I like it. I think it's on Channel 11 or something. Anyways, in it, they're just poking fun at social media and how, like, we're just so, that's our world now. And this guy is bored, and he usually doesn't use Facebook, so he looks up his old girlfriends, and he accidentally tags himself in one of her pictures while he's creeping on her. And in that show, it was just pointing out how people look up their exes. When you're going through a breakup, don't look up your ex, okay? I know we're going to have slip-ups, we're going to whatever, but take a break from social media, because even if one of your friends comments on their picture or something like that, it just brings up those feelings, and maybe you just, the reason why you broke up is to disconnect that energy with each other, that connection, and you are still contributing to this person. You're still connected to them when you're looking in their pictures, when you're interested in who they're talking to. You know, even just thinking about them, it's okay to, you're going to be thinking about them, you're going to be sorting things out in your head, because it, when you are going through a breakup, it's grief. You're going through grief, and it's just, it kind of stunts the whole process when you're still putting energy towards them. So I think that's great advice.
But here's the thing, though. It is. But the times that I did slip up and I did go looking, I did get answers, and it did help me. Like when I saw that he and her are like, the blue heart, he's saying the same things he used to say to me. First of all, I was like, well, she finally got what she wanted. This is what this bitch wanted. I'm sorry. From day one, when I saw her giving him eyes like, I want to have sex with you right now when I'm in a conversation with her, she got what she wanted. Fine. They can have each other. Because, again, I want somebody who puts God first, even before our relationship. They put God first, because that changes the way you think about life, period. And this guy wasn't that guy. Mm-hmm. And I was doing so good not looking at anything of his. I deleted his number, everything. But the couple times I slipped up, even though it made me feel sick, it's almost like I needed to see that to say, see, he is that guy. Mm-hmm. You have to move forward. And it's interesting because it's like people that are his own friends privately tell me, you're better off, like, I can't believe this, like, is going on. And that's the thing I have to hear about, I'm so sorry. And it's people being nice, like, they're trying to reach out to me, saying, I'm sorry, I see how they're interacting online. And I'm like, what? No, I was doing good. They're doing what now? And then that made me look. And that's when I was like, oh, my gosh. And I don't know.
Well, maybe let's rephrase it then. If you got to look, you got to sneak a peek, then, you know, do it, but don't become obsessed.
Yes.
With always knowing what they're up to and looking at who they're talking to. Like, you know, especially because these are people that we cared about, so especially if we're still friends with them on Facebook or we're following them on Twitter, you can't help it. And that's hard. I wonder, because I've had Cafe Danielle where I asked the question, should your exes be on your Facebook page?
No.
And I'm in a situation where I'm doing the whole friend thing, even though we're not really talking right now because, duh, we're going through a breakup. We're not ready to be friends yet. And I'm like, he's still on my page. You know,
really?
Yeah, he's still my friend. And I'm thinking, like, should I just unfriend him? You know, I'm friends with his family still. Like, you know, it's a tough question. It's hard, especially when you're with someone for an extended period of time. You're friends with their friends. You're friends with their family. And it's like, you know, what do you do there? It's kind of a gray area, and it's up to you what you feel. But I don't know, Shelley, what do you think?
Well, I just unfriended your ex-boyfriend, so I don't know what that means to you, but I unfriended him.
Well, here's the thing, because people can be very sensitive during this time, and they could take it personal, but at the same time, break up, that's the whole point. We're ending this. And what I said in the last Cafe Danielle when we discussed this, I said the whole point of that relationship was to be romantic. It was not for friendship. It was for romance. So why are we going to take a step back and say, okay, it's for friendship now? Like, we already crossed that barrier, and that was never the purpose. That's never what we went into the relationship thinking.
Here's the thing. I think that you guys, I'm sorry, I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah.
I think that you guys say that you're going to stay friends just so nobody feels bad and so that it softens the blow. It's only going to cause trouble. The whole reason why you felt like maybe it wasn't a match is because you realized that maybe there's not so many things that you had in common that you thought you did. So why? Like, I'm not trying to dog the guy. Like, positive vibes to his life and everything he does, and I hope he finds happiness. I wish him nothing but being well. But can you seriously see yourself just hanging out? Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, there's people who I've been with in the past that I'm friendly with. Like, if I see them, I'm cool. Like, it's all good. I don't hang out with, like, just the other day, I was on a podcast, and somebody was like, so the question was, somebody that you used to go out with, talking about my last boyfriend, do you know if they want to go to TNA? And they said, I don't know, because I don't talk to my ex-boyfriends. And that's just it. Like, I'm cool with people. If I see them, I'll give them a hug. Hi, how are you? And genuinely care. But I'm a friend with them.
That's a good point. It's a good point. I got my side bang now. I got my long layers. I'm a new person, and that's a very good point. And it's right. We try to feel, because we feel bad that it didn't work out. And for me, in my situation, it wasn't shady or anyone cheating on anyone. It's just, I don't think this is a good fit. And the past has proven that, you know, maybe we get in really bad fights, and that's not the kind of relationship I want. So, you know, you disconnect. And if I'm disconnecting because we didn't have enough common interest, then there's no friendship. How can I be friends with someone I don't have things in common with? And I don't know, you feel bad. I hate that. I feel like I've made some of the worst decisions in my life when I felt bad for someone, whether it's a stranger or an ex or whatever. Like, you know, people don't need you to feel bad for them. They don't want that. They want you to understand them. They want you to see where they're coming from. But they don't want you to, oh, poor you. No, no one needs that. So, you know what, Shelley? Based on this conversation, I'm going to do the unfriend, the unfollow. I'm going to do it. It's a bold move, but so are these bangs. And breaking up is all about making bold moves, and because it's a big change. And I'm just trying to move on with my life. I can't even see him right now. I think I'm just not ready for that. I'm not ready for any of that. So it's okay to not be ready. You know, you don't have to be friends. You don't have to whatever. You don't owe anyone anything.
And here's the thing. Like, I know some people, it's very rare. It does work. And the people that I know who are friends with an ex, and it's healthy and it's not dysfunctional. And let me tell you something. I used to be the queen of being friends with my exes. So I'm talking from experience. I'm not talking from a judgmental point of view. I'm talking from a, guess what? I used to always think, oh, no, we're friends, and we would text, and we would hang out. And it didn't fare too well for me or those other people. So in saying that, the few, very few people that I know that it does work, what ended up happening is either they were friends first, good friends, they crossed a line to move forward, it didn't work, and then they go back to being friends. Like, there's a couple that's worked out like that. It's still kind of iffy, but then there's the ones that they were with somebody for a really long time, 12, 15 years, and then they finally break up. And the reason why they break up or divorce is because it wasn't even nasty, but it was them saying, I felt like they were just my friend. I still care about them, but the romance, that part's gone. Like, I know one couple in particular, they are legitimately just friends, and they were dating for a really long, I would say like 10 years.
Wow.
And they're still best friends. They go to each other, like, they know they can trust each other. They hang out still. You know, the female is still very much a part of my male friend's family's life. She goes to their family's place. It's almost like they never broke up, except here's the thing. When I became friends with them, which was a few years ago, I never saw them ever really look like a couple. Like, they never really held hands. They weren't lovey-dovey. But when I would talk to my female of the couple, she would talk about romance and wanting those things and these different things. So to me, I was like, huh. So then when they told me that they had been broken up for like a year, a few years ago, it made sense to me because the romance was no longer there. But that friendship was still there, and I saw it, and I understood it. And now he has another girlfriend, and she doesn't get jealous or anything like that. She's just like, you know, like Elaine and Jerry Seinfeld. That's what I'm saying. So for the record, it can happen, but I think it's the circumstance. If you're dating somebody, and at the beginning, it was about one thing, and you're only with them for like a year, and that friendship was never that base. Like, they were together for 10 years. So, yeah, maybe at first it was about dating each other, but then they built this life, and then through that, they went through all this hell. So, of course, they're going to still trust each other because they went through hell and back together. And that's when I'm saying, like, it could happen. So anyone out there that's like, no, I'm friends with my ex, and it's pretty hell. Maybe it is. I'm talking about when you're not, because a year isn't that very long. Like, I mean, it's enough to invest. But if that union's over, why? And then I know that there's a lot of people who get hung up on being friends with these exes, that sometimes it hinders them to connect with somebody else, because someone else that comes along will be like, well, this is kind of weird. So how long did you date? Why did you guys break up? Oh, you're friends? Oh, you're hanging out with so-and-so? Like, you know what I mean? It's different, I feel. It's not a Ross and Rachel. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. All these TV examples are Leonard and Penny from Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
Exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just different. And even with Leonard and Penny, they were friends before. Just saying, and neighbors. So, yeah, you know what? This is good talks here. And, oh, man, what do you think are other good tips out there? Like, of course, do something for yourself that makes you feel good. Exercise. That is, like, amazing thing to do going through a breakup, and it's hard to do, but, gosh, it really does help.
I think whether someone messed up and they had to go through the breakup their way, or the person was kind of like the short end of the stick and they're dealing with it, I think there's two separate ways. Like, the people who kind of maybe it's their fault, let's just say for argument's sake and just make it general, the people who it's their fault, I kind of feel like I want to say the best way they can handle a breakup is to look at themselves and see why they lost that person. But sometimes that happens, and it's great when that does, because that's when you grow. Because I've been that person. I've done people wrong, and I saw what the outcome was, and I never did that again. Mm-hmm. So I'm a person to say, I'm a jerk. I've cheated. I saw the outcome. Not worth it. Mm-hmm. I don't cheat. So I want to say that. So I'm going to say that for those people out there that can relate to me when I was going through that. But it sucks because 9 times out of 10, these people who screw other people over and hurt people's feelings, they do it over and over. That's who they are. Because it all stems from their childhood and their upbringing and the things they experience and how they act and react to all of that. And I don't know. So I guess my wish for those people is I hope that some people out there finally understand what they're doing. And I don't know. It's just, ugh, whatever. But the people that are the people that have been done wrong, kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier, I was all negative, but I was making sure to stay positive. But I still felt those feelings. And I think it's good to feel. You got to feel, but you can't let those negative feelings take you hostage. And just like I was telling our friend last night, you know, the gym is 2 doors down. And there's times where I'm just like, I don't want to go at all. But then I'm like, what first I think of is, it's kind of my job. Like, I need to make sure I'm strong. I need to make sure I'm fit. And then I think, well, you know, it's taking care of my heart. Sarah Connoring my way through life. Mm-hmm. And even when I, and then you would think that would be enough for me to go, yay, I'm going to the gym. No, I'm still like, oh, that's why I have to go. Then I go, and then I get going. And then sometimes when it's a really bad day, the entire workout sucks, but I get through it. And that's all that matters. And so I guess what I'm saying is like, I get it. I get how depression, because I love fitness and working out. So I hate how depression, and I'm very aware of it, can take you away, like those commercials say, from the things that you love. So whatever your thing is out there, whatever your release is, force yourself, even when you don't want to still do it. Just like today, I was like, oh, you know, podcasting, you know, it takes so much. I have to edit it and da-da-da. Maybe we shouldn't do it anymore, but I love podcasting and I know how good it is for me. Like, so I forced myself. I did it, and now I feel better. I'm still kind of concerned about our finances, but I feel better.
Yeah, I feel 10 times better than this morning. I felt, like, very discouraged, and it goes back to you just got to talk things out, and it's easy to get lost in your own head and go over things over and over and over again and stress yourself out, and sometimes you just got to let it out, and maybe it won't change the situation, but at least it makes you feel better in that situation. So I think we did pretty good. There's a lot of little things out there, little tips, and I'm sure we'll have to revisit this segment. But good luck to you out there with your broken hearts, and just keep on being strong. And before you know it, you're going to be back to your good old self.
It's true. Well, let's take another commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap this whole thing up.
Lord, I gotta keep on.
Thank you.
boy and the woman. Yes, yes, yes. They're just gonna suffer now. Yes, yes, yes. Lord, forgive me for not going back. But I'll be there.
From the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting
Woo!
Crime.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Net Carrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your Net Carrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call Net Carrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess,
And I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Well, you know what that means, Danielle. It's time for upcoming events. Saturday, October 25th, I will be returning to Vendetta Pro. Saturday, November 22nd, I was supposed to be in Canada, but guess what, Danielle? No, I'm not. We'll talk about that on Save Wrestling, the podcast. But I will that weekend be doing the first ever Hood Slam Opera Show. What does that mean? You're going to stay tuned, but I will be at Hood Slam in Oakland for 3 days that weekend. Saturday, November 29th, I'll be making my return to WrestleCade in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Last but certainly not least, March 20th through 22nd, it's a little bit of a ways, Danielle, but before you know it, it'll be here. I'm going to be making a debut at Colorado Kamikaze Con in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a lot of Colorados, a lot of C's. CDs and that's in your face. All right, Danielle. This has been an interesting episode of Martinez Girls Radio, but a episode nonetheless.
And during the break, I did unfriend. I did follow through with what I said. So there. Bam. Did it.
Well, before we go, let me just say this. Like, it's not malicious, because I remember when I had a boyfriend over a year ago. And, oh, man, I bonded with his mom, like, in such a cool way. Like, we had wine together. We shared the same interests. Like, she's awesome. She's Dominican, so she's, like, got that accent. And even after we broke up, she was still friends with me, and we would still talk on Facebook and stuff. And then a little bit of time went by, and then she unfriended me. And it sucked. But I realized me being friends with her on Facebook, it doesn't serve a purpose, because that's his mom. Mm-hmm. So sometimes connections on Facebook just need to happen, I guess what my whole point is. It's like, it's nothing bad. And yeah, maybe at first his feelings will be hurt, but, you know, he'll see soon enough that it wasn't a malicious thing. It's like, you just got to move forward. And how are you supposed to move forward if you're still holding on?
Very true.
That's why I chose that song.
Yeah, well, I have his family on my Facebook too, and that poses another question. Do I remove his family? The people that I don't...
Let them do it.
Yeah, I'll let them do that. It's in their court. But I did what I could. And good luck to you all out there.
All right. Until next week, I am Shelly Funtime Martinez. She is Dazzling Danielle. I'm on Twitter at Funtime Shelly. She's on Twitter at GreenVenus10. For all things Martinez Girls, go to ShellyMartinez.org. Danielle has her own page. We're both going to be updating all weekend. So be on the lookout for that. And until then, Save Wrestling, the podcast, that is, Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on VOC Nation. I am Audi 5000. Adios.
Toodles.
I'm a barista, damn it!
Saturday, November 29th, I'll be returning to WrestleCade in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I said that a little weird, and I don't care. I don't.
This is what I do, Danielle. I just tweeted about it right now. That, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but on some DVDs, there's this thing called the egg. So, like, if you find the hidden egg, it's like a hidden feature in a DVD. So what I do here on Martinez Girls Radio and Save Wrestling is I put little sound bites at the end. Maybe it's like us messing up or it's something funny that we took out of the broadcast. As after our outro song as a hidden egg.
I like that.
It's like, because some people can be like, okay, that's it, boom. But then when they're like, wait a minute, it says that there's still like 5 minutes left or whatever. But what's interesting about this hidden egg, which is us right now, is I thought that only 7 minutes and 42, or was it 45 seconds, was 42 seconds was a thing, and it actually worked the whole thing through.
Yeah, and we listened to it, and we had fun, and we were right there with you.
Mm-hmm. And I was tweeting as well. We were
like
Marty
that.
McFlying back into time.
Yeah, that's fun. If life permits us to do this, I think we should do this all the time, little Martinez Girls Party, and we'll be partying with you guys on Twitter. I think I'm going to be returning Twitter here
soon.
I was trying to fill it out today. I did kind of loosen the belt there because if you guys were listening, obviously, to the episode, I was saying, oh, you can't stalk your boyfriend, blah, 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 blah. You know, what is it on Seinfeld? Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
I took a break from social media as far as Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And today I blogged and I went on my Instagram because it is on my tab, and I did Instagram some pictures from a shoot that we did last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Last Sunday.
Yeah, last Sunday. So it's crazy because I am being pulled back to last weekend and we're going back in time with you guys, and I think that's fun, and I really hope to do this more often because we're live tweeting and stuff. I don't want to live tweet. I'll live tweet next time.
Well, here's the thing, Danielle. Isn't it interesting that on this episode, which is last Saturday, Shabbat Shalom, that I talked about how I had to take that break off of social media because of the same thing you're saying. And what's interesting is I was telling my friend Bobby during the broadcast that it's because he was tuning in and listening, and we were messaging each other about what I was saying. I was like, it's so crazy because I was so upset that day, as you guys heard, and I was talking about it. And then later that day, I ended up having communication with my ex, and he still denied this girl. And then 2 days later, it became official on Facebook.
And it's wild to me because he totally straight up denied, saying that they don't have a relationship, there's nothing going on with them.
He told me, quote, you just don't get it, do you?
And it's crazy because I would be heartbroken as somebody who you're dating and you think that it's going somewhere and you ruin someone else's relationship on top of it, so you got all that going on. And for someone to deny you straight up like that and maybe know that he was doing that, and then 2 days later, oh, look who's in the
relationship. 2 days later, it's crazy.
Like, that's sucky for everyone involved, even the person doing that. Like, there's so much more to life than that.
There really is.
People can have really good relationships if you work at it. People are people. We have our imperfections. But at the end of the day, we could really have better relationships in our life if we tried.
Would you say, people are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awfully.
Yeah, I'm glad we agreed on that part.
Okay, good. Well, all right, here's been the biggest hidden egg here on Martinez Girls Radio. And
the after dinner mint, if you will.
Oh, my goodness. I like that. All right, cool. Well, one more time, shout out to Bobby. Whoa, Bobby.
And this hidden egg.
Adios. Toodles.